Our sermon today is based on a reading from Mark chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go and anoint him, Jesus. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They'd been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. And all that had been commanded them, they told briefly to those around Peter. And afterwards, Jesus himself sent out through them, from east to west, the sacred and imperishable proclamation of eternal salvation. Thank you, God, for this day of resurrection, when our fears and gloom were left in the tomb, and glory and joy dawned with the new day. Well, what do you know? We can celebrate Women's History Month one more time. And not just one woman, but three. The three women who came to Jesus' tomb on Easter morning. Did you wonder? Well, I know a lot of you wondered. When you saw the sermon title, you thought, wait a minute. Why is Tanya going to preach about that 80s girl group, the Spice Girls, on such a holy, solemn day? I'm not going to preach on those Spice Girls. I'm going to preach on and celebrate the original Spice Girls, Mary Magdalene and Mary Magdalene and Salome. They came to prepare Jesus' body for burial, carrying with them assorted spices, hence I call them the Spice Girls. In ancient times, bodies were placed in tombs that were hollowed out from the hills or that were naturally hollow. And instead of embalming the bodies, people wrapped them in linen and treated them with spices and oils to dissipate the smell of decomposition. After about a year, when the flesh had worn away, all that was left was a pile of bones. And these were collected and put in a small rectangular stone box called an ossuary. The other Spice Girls had cute stage names: Scary Spice, Baby Spice, Ginger Spice, Sporty Spice, and Posh Spice. I'm going to name the Easter Sunday Spice Girls Loyal Spice, Bold Spice, and Determined Spice. They were loyal to Jesus to the very end. They had witnessed his crucifixion, listened as he cried out, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani? My God, why have you forsaken me?" They had watched as Joseph of Arimathea took Jesus' body down from the cross and laid it in his own unused tomb. Because of the Sabbath, they couldn't take care of Jesus' body right then. But now, here they came early, early in the morning, bold enough to face the starkness of Jesus' wounded, lifeless body, and determined to provide for him this one last act of service, of ministry, of caring, of love. They could also have been called Sorrowful Spice, Bewildered Spice, and Devastated Spice. Their dear friend and guide had been crucified like a common criminal, and it wrenched their hearts to remember what he had gone through only 2 days ago. Now they were wondering what they would do without him. Where would they go? Who could they follow? They were even questioning their belief in God. Jesus was dead. Now where were all the promises he had given to them? How could they hope? How would they cope? How could they dream? With Jesus gone, nothing seemed right anymore, and there was nothing to look forward to, or so they thought. Drawing closer to the tomb, they became Worried Spice, Wondering Spice, and Fragile Spice. They wondered and worried about who was going to roll away the stone from the front of the tomb so they could get inside. They were too weak to move it themselves. They were also Forgetful Spice, Oblivious Spice, and Unaware Spice. So many times Jesus had told his followers, including these women, that he would go to Jerusalem, be arrested, tried and crucified, but he would be raised to life again on the third day. They either forgot or didn't believe. Thus, they were not expecting to find anything or anyone else at the tomb. They looked up just as they were fretting about the heavy stone and saw it had already been rolled away. Now, who had done that? Had the soldiers left to guard the tomb, opened it, and then went away? Had the other disciples come earlier and opened it? Apprehensive Spice, astonished Spice, and cautious Spice approached the tomb and peeked inside. They saw a young man sitting in the place where they thought Jesus' body would be, but it was not there. Confused Spice, puzzled Spice, and awed Spice stared at the angel. Intrigued Spice, curious Spice, and gaping Spice heard his words, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. Go tell the others." The Spice Girl's job was now unnecessary. The spices weren't needed anymore because there was no body to anoint or prepare for decomposition. The women had brought the spices of life to someone who had already been brought back to life, never to die again. But instead of becoming rejoicing Spice, exalting Spice, and thrilled Spice, they fled from the tomb, terrified Spice, amazed Spice, and afraid Spice. This is where Mark's gospel originally ended, with the women running away from the tomb, not saying anything to anyone. Some ancient writer or editor just couldn't stand that the story ended that way, with a block of silence and fear. They had to rewrite the ending to give future readers hope and proof that the resurrection did indeed happen. We can understand the women's fear and reticence to report the miracle. Who would believe them? They had been told all their lives that women's words were worthless, that women's stories should never be believed, that women's experiences didn't matter. Who would believe them if they told everyone else what they had seen in the tomb and what the angel had said? They would be dubbed lying Spice, delirious Spice, even crazy Spice. But they were the bearers of the spice of life. And had they only been trusting Spice, confident Spice, and positive Spice, they would have believed and told their tale. During their concerts, the other Spice Girls often shouted out to their mostly female audience, "Girl power!" Easter is all about God's power, the power of God to bring Jesus back to life and offer to us eternal life and abundant life here and now. The power of God to change the old narrative where women were not believed and women were blamed for all the ills of the world, harking back to another Spice Girl in the Garden of Eden. I believe the women were the first to learn about Jesus' resurrection because God was redeeming the perception of women as the bringers of sin into the world because of Eve. I believe God was redeeming the events that happened in the first garden when evil raised its scaly head. And God was restoring women to a place of dignity and acceptance in this second garden. It means something that the women were the first to meet the risen Christ, and the women were the first to proclaim he is risen. All the old extraneous garbage that held women back and relegated them to second-class citizenship was tossed back into the tomb like the grave clothes out of which Christ arose, left behind because we don't need them anymore, like Christ didn't need those grave clothes anymore. It was a new beginning for them and for us all. How appropriate to remember this during Women's History Month and on Easter morning. The other Spice Girls had a line in one of their songs that says, "Friendship never ends. God's power, God's love." Yes, for sure, God's friendship, Jesus' friendship, and Jesus' invitation to life abundant. These are the things that never, ever end. And that is what we want, what we really, really want. A Savior to bring us back to God, a chance to give honor and glory to God for defeating death forever and for welcoming us home. Jesus is risen. He is risen indeed. And his invitation to come join him in the never-ending dance of life is still being held out to whosoever will come.
Each of us is free to choose.